Blog Talk Radio.
You're tuned in to 93 Sweet FM Zone. And you know it's the Los Angeles. Layup. Sweet. You know, this is the only place that you can hear from the Funkadelics to the Temptations on 93 Sweet FM. And I'm your host with the most of Rothschild, Mr. Bruce Rothschild. And you're tuned in again. Oh, I hear you asking where we've been, where we've been. All around the world, and we're going to do it again. We've got the famous Tweed Cadillac. On 93 Sweet FM Ism.
It's only enough to make me see.
our plane. Whatever you say, if love is the end, playing your game, baby. Your game, baby. Just you and me, playing your game, baby. Your game, baby. Just you and me.
Marcy, we are live on the premises. Welcome to the After Six Cruise Mix. Spectacular lowrider oldies, R&B, and all in between. But tonight, we on some other stuff, man. We're going to talk about the 50-50 relationships. Can they work? Do they work? Will they work? Do you suggest them? How do you live? What are your viewpoints? Callers, press 1 if you have any input, any viewpoints that you want to express. Let me introduce you to Cousin Marcy. Cousin Marcy, good evening.
Yeah, yeah. Good evening. Good evening. How are you today, Mr. Tweet?
I'm okay. Running a little late, but I'm here for the date, so it's going on. We got to figure out, man.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
How can we still trying to bridge the gap over here. We've been doing it often. I don't know if we're really making headway, but we just giving them a different perspective. Still trying to bridge the gap. What are your viewpoints on 50-50 relationships? Do they work? Can they work? Will they work? Would you suggest them to work?
For sure. Thank you for letting me state what I feel first. I think it could work. Anytime you have more than one like-mindedness coming together for the betterment, you know, of one another, yes, it can work. I haven't really been exposed to that in my lifetime. I just have to say, like, in my own life dealings, you know, parents, family, there was rarely a time that I ever saw that topic being brought up. So would it be safe to say this is something new that we're hearing about? Because
exactly.
I never like experience that your parents, you know, and I grew up in a two-parent home, and as far as to my knowledge, because my stepmom, she actually was injured, and she could not work. So as far as I know, my dad was the breadwinner. But I could never even remember them discussing money, discussing I'll do this and you do that, you do this and I'll do this. So it's kind of odd to me, but of course I'm positive, so I think it can work. I was doing a little research and talking to some, you know, the millennials or the people that's 20-year-old, the 20 to 25-year-olds now, and they're on this perspective. They're on it. Like, they have this viewpoint where it's like, of course, we need to go 50-50 because the more we have, you know, we have it together. Like, we're going to get more if we, you know, work it out like that way. But it's something new for me, not being in a relationship currently in a long, you know, time, years, you know. I won't know it until I might have to deal with it. But it's something that is unfamiliar to me. So this is a very interesting topic.
Well, from my point of view, how can I say this? And always stay politically correct, as always. I believe that the women of today, times have changed, and they want to flex their independence so much, so why not? I would hate to spend all my resources and the woman doesn't spend any of her resources. Because when you look back, even, you know, if you're even if you had a girlfriend, we're not even talking about marriage or just, you know, just if you OG shacking up, as they say. And if you spend money, you don't have a problem with that. You're not counting it. You're just spending it to make everything correct. But if the other person doesn't spend money and then it becomes a burden on you, that's when the problem arises. I kind of believe that I don't have nothing at all wrong with 50-50, because if you're in it together, show me that you're in it with me together. You know, then if you put in $1, I'll put in $2. Just meet me halfway. It's like I got an old analogy. If I'm out there in the ocean swimming and you're sitting at the shore on the sand drinking a pineapple martini and you see me drowning and I tell you, baby, I need help, and you don't get off the lawn chair, I got a problem with that. Feel me? It's like Father's Day. Fathers get ties and pajamas, you know, and a six-pack of beer. But on Mother's Day, they get everything from the kids, from everybody. It's like, I think men have come to the conclusion, it's like, I'm not going to put in no more into this than you're putting into this. Because you're always talking about you don't need us. You're independent. You know, men ain't spit. You know, so it's like, hey, pay what you weigh then. That's kind of my viewpoint on it.
Pay what you weigh. Yeah, it's interesting because you know, the topic, if you don't have any kind of communication like beforehand, other stuff comes into play, because then it's like, well, what are these people doing where either one of them need to be, you know, in any type of 50-50 anything? Well, that comes with cohabitation. It's a lot of little things that you learn or go through in life where, like, now I'm totally against the old school shacking up. You should not be living with anybody that is not your husband or your wife, in my humblest opinion. If you're already there, fine, well and dandy. But then I don't think those issues will come into play so much if you have an understanding before you're even in somebody's presence. More than 10 hours a day, you're living together, you're whatever you're doing. It has to be discussed. Some people take it as far as if you go to take somebody out, a young lady, like, I wouldn't want to be a guy because I know I will be a crude guy. I'm not buying you nothing. I'm not taking, you know what I mean? Like, that's how I think, which is odd. But they'll take it to that level where it's like, well, I'll pay for the first date, or you pay for the second date, or we'll just go stay. You know, it's just so much that goes into that. Like, it's too much.
Yeah, it is. Actually, it is. It actually it is too much. And then
if
I take you to, say, I had a favorite place that I know that they all know me there, the service, the waiters, the bartenders, everybody know me there, and I take you there, and I'm carte blanche when I go there, and we get seated, and you're complaining, you don't like it, you're rude to the waitresses, because it's not up to your so-called standard, because you want to do this, and, you know, why are you taking me here? It's like, that's where the problem lies to me. It's like women want kind of more than what they're really willing to give. Now, if they was willing to give that, you know, a woman said, don't take me to no franchise restaurants. You know, like Applebee's, Chili's, Red Lobster, things of that nature. But if you think about it, it's some restaurants in everybody's neighborhood, in every city and state in the country that is kind of fly and not five-star that have good food. For example, for all my listeners from L.A., it's a restaurant called Harold and Bill's. It's on Jefferson. I don't know if you're familiar with it, Cousin Marcy, but it's a great, man, it's a great restaurant. It looks like a hole in the wall, but it's really not a hole in the wall. It's not expansive. It's kind of tight seating-wise. But the food, the drinks, everything is just up to par. You know, it's been reviewed as one of the best restaurants in the hood. It's not really cheap. But it seems like women just aren't satisfied with anything that you do. And they're expecting all of this frills and whistles and bells and pom-poms. But they're not going to reciprocate. So I totally believe in a 50-50 relationship. I don't want to spend a quarter if you can't spend 20 cents. Because
that's what,
if you decide to leave,
it's defined us.
Yeah. If you decide to leave me,
that's what it's defined
us. I'm going to be broke, and you're going to go on to the next dude like it ain't nothing. That's my problem. And a lot of men are having that problem with women. They're going on dates just for free food, and they really don't want to bring too much to the table, but yet they want to holler independent. That's basically my issue. So.
And then, you know, it's a flip side, too, as with everything. When we talk about the 50-50, where, okay, well, say if you do get that person, and they're like, yeah, you got 10, I got 10. Let's do the Applebee's, the 2 for $20. You know, I don't think it's anything wrong with that either. Like, what's going to work for you? But maybe in these days and times, and even back whenever, people may get caught up into trying to impress. You know, people, they do that falsely with themselves. Like, some people, they know they may be living out of their means, outside their means, or they'll buy a Lamborghini before they purchase a house. So, again, it comes with, like, getting to know someone. All that stuff needs to be at the gate. You got to get that out. You take the girl out and she act a funny style. She don't want Taco Pete. It's up to you to make that decision if you're going to keep that thing going. But you can't get into that and then you 3 years down the line and now y'all live together, then you want to, well, bring it up, you didn't even want to get no tacos with me, you know what I mean? So, and now you're talking about,
well,
we need to split everything 50-50, and you need to do something that I want to do. Like, no, and people do that.
You're absolutely right. You're absolutely right.
Yeah.
But to me, 50-50 means, if I ain't got it, you got it. If you ain't got it, I got it. And we can stay on that accord all across a relationship, then we both got it. I can't even say I'm broke because I know that you got it. And you can't say you broke because you know I got it. That's what it means to
me. That's the 50-50 that definition that I think I've witnessed in my lifetime, like I said, from the parentals on down, because we're not going to sit here and argue, or we're not going to be like, oh my gosh, woe is me, what do we do? It's going to be taken care of. If I don't have it, I know you have it, just like you said. That's how I think it should be too. But again, if you make those decisions, that's probably why so many younger people now are getting prenups and things of that nature. You should not be living with someone if you're not married. I'm big on that now. Like, don't do it. Stay with your parents as long as you can. Like, they're not kicking
well,
you
even
out
then,
because you're not
even
ready.
If you're married.
Yeah.
Even if you're married, for some reason, ladies, don't take this personal, but for some reason, a lot of ladies can be married to you and still be selfish. They'll still have some money and they'll tuck it to the side and you don't even know nothing about it, you know, but yet you're still kicking in. And then if they decide that they're tired of you or bored, they're out with all the money that they've saved up that you didn't know nothing about, and they move on to the next guy. So I tell fellas, man,
that
you give her what
she
gives.
That can go both ways, yeah. But that can go both ways, right? You
or
have the man with all the money, and he could just say, no, he could just say, yeah, B, I'm tired of you. It's a new piece of young in town. We through. And because he was the breadwinner, or you all weren't splitting it 50-50, here you are, you divorced. You go off with nothing. It's just you and those kids. But this, you know what I mean? Like, that's always something. But I knew that was going to come up, so I have my comeback ready for that one. The lady that's in that relationship with that man says, we're going to, you don't have to pay for nothing. You don't have to do anything. I think the smart thing to do would be still have something on your own, like a job if you want to work. And also, like you said, if the situation comes up and something happens, what if he gets termed? What if he gets fired? Now, everybody just sitting there looking at each other. You should
have
a
door.
Way to have the other person back.
Men
or women
They're gone.
That's awful.
You get fired, they're gone. They're gone because they already had guys that was in the batter's box. So let anything happen to you, the average modern woman, she's gone. Swell. See you later. See you later, Wally Gator. They gone, man. Because they have the philosophy, well, if you can't give it to me, you know, it's another dude that will. And a lot of men can't exercise their options because they don't have the abundance of women that a woman had the abundance of men. That's the difference. Women leave men. Men rarely leave women. Rarely. Rarely. Women leave men daily for the stupidest reasons. It doesn't even matter. It's just on GP. Because they always believe that the grass is green on the other side. And if they could get out of that, you know, man, come out of that thing, they might be okay. Man, let me play you this interview. Man, let's get into it from this perspective. And tell me what y'all think about this. Where is it? Bam, check this out.
What's good, everybody? Here's your boy, O'Shea Duke Jackson, back at it again with another episode of The Celebrity Junk. A big popular talking point in almost all of social media, black, white, or otherwise, is the concepts of the 50-50 relationship. And that pretty much comes about, you know, where men and women are both equally splitting financial costs. We can even talk about, you know, splitting housework and things like that. And of course, it's a really big conversation in the black community, all right? Because black women are always talking about how they're, you know, they're independent, some of them, and they have, you know, all these opportunities, and they're even out earning black men but at the same time, they feel, you know, very passionate about this 50-50 debate, because while they're modern in their ability to earn money, they still want a man to be in his traditional essence with paying all the bills, right? But Glorilla has shocked the world with her particular vantage points on this, and it's a pretty good, interesting spiel that she's going to make. I want to play that video right now and come back.
It's a team effort, especially, and it goes to if you're married too. Now, I'm not speaking on, I don't know the experience, if you have kids or not, because I don't know that yet. There might be a different story, but just a relationship, like, you know, married or not, like, we doing this better. You a person, I'm a person. We should be doing this better. You able, I'm able. You know what I'm saying? You shouldn't want nobody to just take full responsibility for everything. Like, you supposed to be able to stand your own, and, like, you're supposed to be able to bring something to the table. Like, I don't understand y'all with it. You got to do everything. Like, they just, your mind up. It's making you lazy. It's making you feel like, one more thing on that topic. If a putting in all the work, doing everything, I guarantee you no. Because what you going to do? What the fuck going to do when he leave you? May ruffle a lot of feathers, and you know, some people may want to fight about it, but it's the topic on the 50-50 with a relationship. Me personally, I feel like you supposed to go 50-50 with your, because if a just gets you to the point where, like, you just feel like you don't got to do nothing, like, he gonna make you lazy. And as a woman, you should want to have your own going. You shouldn't want it to be where if leave you today, he was paying all the bills, and now you got this big weight on your shoulders. You shouldn't want that. Like, you should be able to, like, feel like, okay, if you leave, I'm good. If you stay, I'm good. Like, either way, I'm good. Like, and you should want to be a team. Like, the more money y'all make, the more shit done. Like, if he just buying, if he paying for everything, don't you want gifts sometimes? To buy you some sometimes, like, and don't you want to buy something from him? I just feel like it should be 50-50. Like,
now, strangely enough, I found a TikToker by the name of Annie K. Schaefer. All right, pretty popular TikToker, obviously Caucasian, but she has something to say about the 50-50 relationship situation. And I want to come back in and play that.
Here's my official argument for 50-50 men. I was talking to a guy yesterday, and he voiced that he wants a 50-50 relationship. He wants to get married, have kids, and have his wife work and make just as much money as him. He even said if he pays for a trip to Hawaii, he wants her to buy and plan a trip to Peru. It's 2022. That's what he said. Here's what I'm going to say. Your wife is going to have those kids. You claim you're going to do 50% of the child work. Let's be real. There is no 50-50 with kids. 95% of the time, mommy will do 75% of the work at least. It's just natural. Kids want mommy. Let's talk about housework. Women just tend to be more clean than men. It's true. So your wife is probably going to end up doing at least 60-70% of the housework because she has higher standards than you. So where are we at in this 50-50? It seems like your wife is going to be doing a lot more than you, and yet you still want her to make just as much money and provide like you do. I have a feeling that this is why the highest divorce rates are in marriages where the women out-earn the man, because there's no such thing as 50-50. 50-50 men just don't appreciate anything beyond money. They're not going to notice when their wife is doing most of the housework and most of the child rearing. They're dumb. Here's how I think 50-50 guys can be happy in their relationships. Find women who are slobs and aren't maternal, who are going to neglect their kids. Perfect. Now you got yourself a 50-50 relationship. Aren't you so happy now?
So guys, let me kind of combine both of those things so we get a big picture. Glorilla is coming at this from, we would consider, the Black American point of view, where we as Black men do not expect, we're just going to be real, women to do a lot of cooking, women to do a lot of cleaning, women to do child rearing, yes, but that's not really what we're looking for, because they've already told us that we're not going to get it. So when Black men are looking at 50-50 and why they want to do it is because, listen, We don't expect that you're going to give us anything outside of, you know, what's going on in the bedroom. Not that they can't, but just that many sisters have already said, I'm not cooking, I'm not cleaning, I'm not in that kind of slave life. Don't even expect me to do that, okay? But now when you hear Andy Chase Schaefer talk about 50-50, she makes some interesting points. There is no 50-50 because women are going to be doing more of the cooking, more of the cleaning, more of the child rearing. She explains it in such a way where you're seeing the real value of being in a relationship with a woman such as her. Okay? Now, obviously, Glorilla and her are coming from two different perspectives. Glorilla's talking about, yeah, you know, you should be able to have your money in case the man leaves you. That's her perspective at it. And I agree with it, not just from that perspective. But when I hear Andy Chase Schaefer discuss this, she's talking about, hey, there is no 50-50 in relationships because women are going to put in this effort into the relationship that you don't see. Pregnancy, taking care of the kids, cooking, taking care of you. She's insinuating what a lot of men are looking for, which is value for money. And this is why a lot of black men are looking for 50-50 deals, because women have never really explained what men are going to get if you do provide all of the things that Andy Chase Schaefer is talking about. Now, let me just say this. I do obviously believe that you have black women or African women who can definitely do that. I'm not discounting that. But when you hear black women, I'm going to review Tommy Lee's discussion on it of, you know, well, you want me to be 100%. Well, why should I do it? Because I'm a bad chick and I don't need your money. So you need to be able to take care of me because I can take care of myself. But again, I'm not hearing the value as to what I get out of it. At least with Andy K. Schaefer, I'm seeing, okay, if I'm taking care of you, look, my kids will be taken care of. I'm going to be taken care of. You're going to be organizing my life around the house. You're going to be cooking for me. You're going to be making my life easier. Whereas when you hear sisters talk about it, it's just like, okay, I need to give you this money 100% of the time or as much because I should be glad that I'm even around you. And women actually expect men to get along with that. That's the fundamental issue that we have. Where is the value in exchange for the man to provide for you?
Simple. Whereas, as that. Simple as that. No more need to be said. Ain't no way you're supposed to give her all your resources.
Well,
all your money, all of your guidance, all of your knowledge, all of your network, and she buys you a tie on your birthday. No, I'm not taking care of maintenance. I'm not buying weaves. I'm not buying lashes. I'm not buying beauty products. I'm not even buying clothing. Because remember, we're all grown. We're all grown. Ain't no woman going to go into the store. She might, you know, these newfangled bras might go buy you a pair of tennis shoes. I don't even like Jordans. I would take them back. I don't wear Jordans. You're not going to buy me what I want. And I'm not buying you no purses. I'm not buying you no red bottoms. That's for your own vanity. I don't ask you to buy me some big razors so I can shave. So don't ask me to buy you some Nairs so you can do your underarms. That's personal hygiene stuff. Your clothing, all of that should be on you. If you like that certain style of dress, go buy it. Shouldn't be my responsibility. Period. Period. That's just my philosophy. I could be wrong. You know, maybe I'm so old school to where it just ain't right. I don't want a tie for my birthday. I don't want a tie for my birthday. I want you to put thought into stuff like if it was your daddy. You know what I'm saying? You gonna buy your daddy a tie too, and then you gonna buy your dude a tie? Come on, man. But then when it's your birthday, you expecting a diamond or roses and dinner and rose petals and fragrances. Get out of here. That's all I'm saying, man.
Yeah, it's one of those lines where it's just like, I don't know what's happening in today's times. The first young lady, of course, she brought up some points that I was saying earlier about, well, if this is like a family thing and you guys have children and we're all in one household, I think they do still have, you know, it's definitely different. And that is not, you know, going to be like a 50-50 because, of course, you can't put a stamp on how much you're doing, you know, for your children, especially if they're in the home. That is
exactly
a job.
They
and most men are not going to be able to handle it. They can run to the store. They can go to do anything, basically, and never have to really want, need, or worry about child care. Who going to watch the babies? None of that. They can still do what they want. But you're not paying her or you're not rewarding her. Nobody's getting rewarded for doing what they're supposed to do.
That's
so,
in a marriage,
again,
though.
That's
only
just
in a
another
marriage.
One of those.
Yeah, that's only in a marriage, though. Not to cut you off, but if you're in a marriage, it's different viewpoints. But if you're living with a woman or you're dating a woman, don't give her no more than what she's going to give you. Because women do not spend money on men. You can ask 100 women, what's the most that you ever spent on a man? And I bet you it ain't over $200. Period. And a man could spend $200 just taking you to dinner in one night, multiple times. So that's the problem. Yeah, if it's marriage.
These ladies are going all out these days. These celebrities, they're not the only ones doing these, like, these high-value gifts and stuff like that. Like, I think in today's time, that might be a little different percentile of how much, you know, they'll spend. Because then when something happens, you know, they go crazy. They be like, oh, I want to kill you because you cheated on me and I bought you a car. Like, I know people that's been bought their men cars, and then they weren't married. Like, I've seen it happen before, but I would like to know what's the real, like, percentile on that, but I get what you're saying. Yeah, it's crazy. It's crazy. It's real loony out here. Like,
completely.
I don't know.
Completely. Let's get into this.
Like,
I'm going to show you how loony
he
really is. Let me show you how loony that it really is. Not 3-Point Tweet FM.
Let's see. Cousin
Marcy, Tweet Cadillac.
So in today's dating world, a lot of women have unrealistic expectations. It doesn't even make sense. I don't even know where a lot of that comes from. We got one of our British sisters that's going to be asking some questions about that. Let's review it.
Ladies, all be realistic when we sit down and list what we want in a man. A lot of us want a man who is a high earner. So
why in the gate did you want a guy that's a high earner? I think what you need to seek is, do this guy have high earning potential, and is he on his way to that high earning potential? You understand what I'm saying? Because a guy could make $30,000 one year, and if he has the right trajectory, he can make $300,000 the next. And see, the problem with a lot of y'all with this, on this high earning thing, you don't know how to spot that in a man. You don't know how to spot it. A guy would be more appreciative to you when you got with him when he was making 30 than when he was making 300,000. See, when you make 300,000, your mindset changes as a man. You're like, man, these females fake because they only run me for my money. You know what I'm saying? Let's continue.
High five figures, if not more, who is 6 foot, if not taller.
The 6 foot thing. What is it about this height? And I'm a man that's 6 feet tall, so I'm not saying this like I'm a short person. What is it? Because last time I checked, you mean a dude 5'6" isn't a good dude? A dude that's 5'7", hell, if a dude 5'3", he's not a good dude? He can't work, he can't provide, he can't do nothing as a man because of his height? Well, what? That's dumb. Imagine if men, we had requirements like that on women. They had to be certain heights. Or you had, your breast size had to be a certain size. You know, you had to be a D cup, double D, or something like that. Well, I can't fool with you, right? Or we had certain measurements for, her booty got to look, had to be so many inches. That would be completely dumb. And everyone would agree that'd be dumb. It doesn't make, just because a woman has all that doesn't mean she's a good person. It's the same thing with men. Just because a man is under 6 feet tall doesn't mean that he's a bad person or that he won't be a good person to you.
He was fit, got that six pack going on. He was healthy.
And a guy that has a six pack, that you know how much time is in dieting it takes to keep that? Are you willing to make his several meals a day? Are you willing to see him be in the gym, go to work and be in the gym all the time? Because it's a lot of maintenance to having that six pack.
Cook, who can clean, who is great with kids, who is a great communicator, who is kind, who is loving, who is loyal, no side chicks, who can drive, who has his own home, who spoils us, pay for dates, take us on holidays. And I'm just wondering if all of these things that we want are realistic. Or if we have got such high expectations that ultimately we will end up alone.
Yeah, that's exactly what it is. That's why a lot of you are alone right now, because you have unrealistic expectations. And the late Kevin Samuels, he had the energy to deal with a lot of you. And, you know, I just personally believe that, you know, dealing with a lot of you sucked on that man's life force. I really believe that, you know, y'all used to, you know, just drain this man every night. And y'all did not want to hear when this man was telling y'all to lower your expectations. You're not going to get no dude that's getting no six and seven figures. It's not happening. Or even a high five-figure earner, because your spirit not right. That, you know, see, Kevin told you something different. I'm going to tell you that your heart not right. Because when you come into a situation demanding a man make a certain amount of money, you don't want that man for who he is. You want him for what he got. That's it. Well, it's a prerequisite for me to be with him, then you don't need to be with him at all. Because money could come, money can go. It happens. What if that man has a dip in his income? Are you going to leave? See, men know if they get you because of how much money they're making, then you're going to also be gone based on how much money they're making too. So why would a man want a gold digger? Because there's low-end gold diggers and there's high-end gold diggers. And these women that's sitting up here talking about they got to have a certain amount of money this man make a year, that's a low-end gold digger. Because if you want, he at least got to make $75,000. Okay, to me, you're a low-end gold digger. The high-end gold diggers won't want the millions.
Hi, I'm Dave Tyson.
And I'm Gerald Alston.
And I'm Troy May.
Together, we're the Mighty Manhattans.
And you're listening to 93.3 Tweed FM. Spectacular Low Rider Oldies on the After Six Cruise Mix. Check out our website, www.letsjustkissandsaygoodbye.com. And stay tuned to Tweed Cadillac, baby.
What you gonna do when I like catch an attitude? Drop to the knees and show gratitude. Kiss my ring, chick.
This song right here is for all the fellas out there taking care of business and making that money. To provide for their ladies, provide for their family, and to all the ladies out there, the fellas are gonna need a little bit more than a big piece of chicken. If you got a good man and you want for nothing, and you wanna keep that man, you need to learn how to check that attitude. You need to show some appreciation. You need to show some respect. Girl,
you need to bow down.
All my friends, tell your lady. Bow to me, kneel for me, kneel for me. Kiss the ring, kiss the ring. Bow to me, kneel for me, kneel for me. Pay homage to the king in your life. Wisdom and security, I give that. Devotion and honesty, I show that. Passion and love, you feel that. Bow down, girl, you need to show some respect. Obedience and loyalty, I need that. Friendship and trust, I've earned that. Gratitude, appreciation, I deserve that. Bow down, pay homage to the king in your life. Baby girl, what's the deal? What's the deal? Got no time for freaking girl, you're acting mad at it. Never want for nothing cause I'm paying the bill. Sleeping all day, the house is filthy. No meal. Come on, girl, give me some feedback. Let me know what's good, what's up. Where's your head at? Giving me attitude, not today, girl. Dead that. Strip off some clothes, I'm trying to beat that. Bed that. You're really saying not tonight?
Not tonight.
My blood is boiling hot, girl. You're getting me tight.
Aw, man.
To the right. Don't let that door hit your ass when you leave. You talking like you hot, you not. Shorty, I know dime pieces, trust me, you not.
You not.
I can get a next chick.
Next one.
Like Gucci said, in the next 15 minutes. You ain't special, don't be foolish. Running around town like you rich. No, I'm rich. Without me, you wouldn't even have it. I'm Scrooge McDuck swimming in money. Hold my top hat. Park Avenue lifestyle, you love it. You're acting out of order and now you're gonna lose it. You claim that you're in love with me, in love with me. You wanna be my wifey, be my wifey. That's looking pretty bleak, unlikely. You should've paid how much, girl? You fucked up, can't do it. No more, I'm done, I'm fed up. Game over, clock ran out. Girl, your time's up, get your thing, have a nice life. Keep your head up like Shaq and Kobe was a good team. But now we broke up, should've bow to me, kneel for me. Kiss the ring, bow to me, kneel for me. Pay homage to the king in your life. Wisdom and security, I give that. Devotion and honesty, I show that. Passion and love, you feel that. Bow down, girl, you need to show some respect. Obedience and loyalty, I need that. Friendship and trust, I've earned that. Gratitude, appreciation, I deserve that. Bow down, pay homage to the king in your life. Come on, girl, you know you love it. Stop tripping in front and no she knows you it. All I do for you, bow down, kiss that. Pucker up, girl, you need to show some respect. Come on, girl, you know you love it. Stop tripping the front and no she knows you it. All I do for you, girl, you know you better kiss that. Bow down, pay homage to the king in your life. Come on, you know you love it. Come on, you know you love it. What you gonna do when highlight catch an attitude? Drop to the knees and show gratitude. Come on, you know you love it. Come on, girl, you know you love it. What you gonna do when highlight catch an attitude? Drop to the knees and show gratitude. Kiss my ring, chick.
Tweed, FM, ism, spectacular lowrider oldies, R&B, and all in between. Tonight, Cousin Marcy, we are discussing the 50-50 relationships. Can it work? Will it work? Should you apply it to your life? What do you think about that last excerpt?
It's like, I'm so happy that he used the word prerequisite. Yeah, like, you're going to have to trash all of that. Like, you're not going to get what you want. You can go on Flavor of Love, and you're not going to get what you want. So all that needs to go out the window. But maybe some people get together that way, and maybe that's why they'll come home and there's no food cooked or the house is dirty. It's like, how do we get that deep into a situation where it's like no room for complaining? How do you not know that this person, because you did not take the time to know them?
Even
how you get that deep into
time,
it with somebody?
You never know, because let me tell you this, and this is from, now I got to turn it personal. A lot of times, you never know. People are chameleons, especially women. Women seek attention daily, consistently. You don't know who that woman is. You don't know where she's been. You don't know who she had. Women hide their body counts for a reason. She's not going to tell you all the scandalous stuff she met or she did before she met you. So you really don't know who you are. Or who you I'm buzzing. You don't know who you're getting until you're getting her. And once you get her, you still don't really know who she is. But she will reveal herself in a matter of time. Keep your eyes open and you will see the type of woman that you have. And when you find out that she wasn't what you thought she was, you're kind of going to be a little bit disappointed. But at that time, when you figure out that maybe you made a bad choice, Look at all the money that you spent. Look at all the time that you lost. You know, look at all the resources that you provided. Look at all the dirt she probably got on you. You know, because that's the sad part about it. It can work. I believe it can work if both of y'all from Jenner Street, this is how we're going to run this. We're going to do this 50-50. We're going to try to build something together. If we can't build something together, we're going to cut this shit off and keep it moving. If you can express that to a woman, or if a woman can express that to a man, from the jump, I think it could work. But most men scared to tell a girl that, because most men don't have options to get other girls. So a man that can get other women, if he tell you that, he roll with it or you don't. But they're women.
But somebody is having the conversation. You gotta have a conversation, like saying, can I come cohabitate with you? What happens more? Is it the man asking the woman? Because these people are together. These people are out here in this world, and they're going through these things. So that's my biggest, I need to know, how are you all even getting this deep into together? Not
okay, well, let me tell you this.
And
let
I'm
me
playing
tell
devil's
you this.
I'm playing devil's advocate here. I'm
no,
a
it's,
fool.
It's,
I know
it's
how
all
it happens,
good.
But.
Speak your truth, as they say, which I think is stupid when people say, I'm speaking my truth, because it's just your point of view. But people, a man, and I can tell you this from experience, if a man moves into a situation, say the woman has the house or the apartment, and you meet her, you know, fly by night, whatever, right? Y'all jail. She asks you to come live with her. That's a bad move as a man. Because anytime she get mad at you, she can put your ass out. But while you in there, you're going to be a man. You're going to help her with the bills. You're going to pull your weight. And the first minute she get mad at you, she's going to put you out, throw your clothes in the swimming pool, put bleach on them, and all the other above stuff. Now, I'm not saying all women do that, but I'm just saying you're putting yourself in a position for that to happen. I tell dudes, never move in with a woman, period, because if it go bad, you're going to be one stuck with the dookie stick, and you really don't want that to happen. You really don't want that to happen, because it can happen.
Yeah.
And it can happen. Everything could be cool. Everything could be so cool. Then all of a sudden, she met a dude at Ralph's one day, and she kind of liked him. She been texting him. And now she come home, and all she got to do is figure out how she can get rid of your ass so she can talk to dude. Feel me? You're putting yourself in a position for something like that. That's a fear that men should have. So, man, it's very, very difficult. Let me play this one for y'all. We about to get deep tonight, man.
Alrighty.
We about to get deep. Because I kind of feel like it's the game ain't fair. Well, it never was fair to begin with. But the game is so not fair, Jill. If you go in there blind or thinking that everything is good and you ain't got to worry about nothing. Oh, this is my girl. I met her. I like her. She's cool. And you don't know her from a can of paint. And you find out, man, I live with her. I was stupid enough to do that back in the 80s. I met a girl. Maybe 3 days later, she said, come on over. I spent the night. One night turned into three nights. Then the fourth night, she said, well, you're here every day. You might as well just come kick it. I come. I only bring like a little weekend
bag. Red flag.
Red flag. But that was back in the 80s. Man, that girl was waiting to see what I was going to bring to the table, basically. And when she asked me for some money, and I said, I ain't breaking bread like that, she flipped out and put me out. It didn't even last a solid 7 days. So that right there told me that it ain't worth it. it ain't worth it. Men, do not move in to a woman's situation. 93.3 FM. Check this
women,
out, y'all.
Don't move in to men's situation.
Check this out.
You know what? I see why the fellas is mad at us. We need to do better. So I was talking to one of my homegirls not too long ago, and she tells me she's met the perfect guy, right? She's like, he's great. He's handsome. Great job. All of that, right? Oh, nobody's perfect, of course, but standard-wise, preference-wise, he met everything. So then later on, she tells me, and she's like, oh, I dubbed him. You know, he's just not right for me. And I'm like, well, what happened? Like, everything was good. Like, you were saying, like, this could have been future hubby. Like you was damn near on the right track for everything. Like, he was just matching up. You know what this woman tells me? She says, his car is old. And I say, okay, what does that mean? What does that mean? She's like, well, he's been in his career for 10 plus years. He should have a brand new car. He should have something from this year. Like, why don't you have a more expensive car? Sis, sounds like he doesn't have a car payment. Sounds like he doesn't have an extra $700, $800 that he has to spend a month, or how much ever a car payment is. It sounds like he's saving up money. What's the problem? Does it work? Does it have an auxiliary cord? Does it have heat and air conditioning? That's all I really care about. Do the windows go up and down? Has it passed inspection? That's really all that counts. But you're worried about it being an old car? Really? You're going to pass him up because his car is old? Just little shit like that that explains why these men are sick of us. Because you could have a perfectly good guy with a good career. He takes care of himself. You know what I'm saying? Like, everything that you could ask for, and it's just not enough. But it's women like me that will love on y'all. I just want to let you know that. Okay? We are out here. Stop paying attention to the materialistic women. That's the only thing I can say to you, men.
Now, I have to let you guys hear that whole clip because she had the same reaction I did, like, her tense collar. Oh, okay, number one, shout out to the no car payment gang. Okay, no car payment, no car, no gang gang. All right, I'm going to need a quick shout out to the no car payment gang. All right, that's number one. Number two, we've got these chicken heads out here that will leave or sabotage a healthy relationship, or if it looks like it's going to promise to be a healthy relationship, she go right into chaos mode. She go right into saboteur mode with these relationships and with these men. Sanity's car was old, didn't have anything to do with anything. She knew what car he had when she met him. It's obviously an excuse, but it's an excuse that gives a little bit of insight to where her mindset is. And we're going to come back to that reasoning and that mindset, right? Because she realized that he had a good income, good employment. He basically checked all of these boxes that she was looking for in a man, right? But the problem is the fantasy of that man and the reality of that man are two different things. Every woman thinks that she wants this man that's a leader, that's got this going on, and he checked this box, and he do this, and he do that. He got all the four P's, and he give them to you like this. He got leadership. He got system, order, structure, until you get in front of that man. Then you realize it's not a game. When you get in front of that kind of man, it is not a game. He's not playing, okay? And you're the one that's going to have to realize and understand how to step up or step back, okay? You're going to have to either shape up or ship out. One of the two.
Hey, Siri.
Yes.
Call Daddy.
Calling Daddy Cadillac Mobile.
Wow.
You ain't hit Miss Thing. Oh, no. You ain't hit Miss Thing.
Made a mail provider providing stuff left and right. And she on here talking about how can I find a high value nigga. And she's out hustling, motherfucker.
You got three baby daddies, hard hit kids. I see you coming up, selling like Slim. What you bring to the table ain't spit. Want a high value man that you can't represent. See butt lift, yeah, silicone fit, yeah. Didn't have the nerve to have some Botox lips. You're a tree, a ransom chick. I wouldn't be surprised in your past you had a pen. You ain't worthy of a top tier dude. Hella FSC through, dumb dumb fool. If I rank you, you score like a three. You ain't even worth an Arizona iced tea. No decorum, betting on a pipe dream. You uncouth, only wanna be seen. Let you tell it, you a dime piece ride. Spear off the Mac makeup, you ain't fly. PhD, IG 16. You ain't hit Miss Thing, oh no. You ain't hit Miss Thing, oh no. You ain't hit Miss Thing. PhD, IG 16. You ain't hit Miss Thing.
You ain't hit Miss Thing. You know what I'm saying?
You belong to the
street. You ain't hit Miss Thing. She looking for a man with answers. What she doing for the gram? Only answer she get is that she good in the bed. Your kind come a dime a dozen. A woman with no brain can't convince me nothing. But baby, you a five or less. And one's a failure. You want to constantly win, well, this game of failure. You need to get your life together. Cause a high value man want a nine or better. See, baby, you for the streets. The streets will have ya. Lost the turns out thinking that you a bad bitch. Somebody must have lied to y'all. Thinking you can have it all if you lick these balls. The baby only thing you're gonna get is straight disrespect. Maybe a little junction if you do it the best. I'm talking to the ones that are superficial. That's a foul on the play of the game and I shall bitch you.
IG 16. You ain't hit Miss Thing, no. You ain't hit Miss Thing, oh no. You ain't hit Miss Thing. PhD, IG 16. You ain't hit Miss Thing. Give you PhD, you belong to the streets. You ain't hit Miss Thing. Got a human head, individual lace front weave. Godfather, chicken head, on life three. I'ma kick back, watch it unfold. Your hot girl's summer about to be real cold. My bad, you getting kinda mad. Underlying issues cause you didn't have a dad. So what you think, better fall for the tears. Cry me a river while I have another beer. No bitch, you be shown for a tank. Kinda like that, on my way to the bank. PhD, IG 16. You ain't hit Miss Thing, oh no. You ain't hit Miss Thing, oh no. You ain't hit Miss Thing. PhD, IG 16. You ain't hit Miss Thing.
Yo, Yvette, there's a lot of rumors going around. It's so bad, baby, you might have to skip town. See something smelling fishy and they say it's you. All I know is that you made it with the whole damn crew. They say you're a man eater during the full moon. Mascot of the senior boys locker room. They said Yvette walked in, there wasn't too much rap. Her reputation got bigger and so did a gap. Cause girl, your mama should've taught you better. I'ma sit down and write you a long letter.
Dear Yvette.
I'm glad you ain't my sister, then again if you was, I'd have to treat you like you was my distant cuz. I'm not a news reporter, I don't mean to assume. What should I think? I seen you coming out the men's bathroom. You wasn't in there alone, wasn't using the phone. The door was like
20 minutes, all I heard was moan.
Dear Yvette.
I don't really know if the story is so. I can either ask Curly or Larry or Mo, or Earl, Shabazz, Lou, Mookie, or Joe. Like Santa Claus said, you're a ho-ho-ho. In every disco, you say hello, like you're a little angel. But we all know, since you was 11, you've been acting this way. You always got in bed when you wanted to play. You're a freak, you think you're Lady Godiva. Some freaks alive, but he bet you're alive.
Dear Yvette.
You're a backseat queen, a elevator pro. A high-powered body makes your Levi's grow. See the stories I've heard, they could amaze. I heard she did it on a motorcycle back in the day. So calm down, freak, get a GED. That's a general education on decency. One day you'll see and agree with me. Unless you're gonna be a freak until you're 93. For you, there's no fee, everything is free. This is from me to you, not you to me. Every night is your night, your leather pants are tight. You try to shake your butt with all your might. I don't really wanna diss nobody. You might think I had a little too much Bacardi, but that's not the problem, the problem's Yvette. How bad can a girl's reputation get? See, she's the kind of girl all the homeboys met. If you're desperate, that's Yvette, cause she'll say bet.
Dear Yvette.
B-boys are hard on the boulevard. The reverend at the church said you was barred. Homeboys on the block love you a lot. You're a real famous freak, whether you like it or not. So before you start walking and your beak starts squawking, let me explain to you who is talking. I'm LL Cool J from around the way. You boogie down to my records almost every day. Go 100 miles an hour when you're standing still. You're faster than my caddy when it's going downhill. Won't forget that day in the YMCA. The guy at the desk said it was okay for you to come inside because he knew you'd stay. Greg G and Garfield yelled hooray.
This is Cousin Mercy, and you're tuned in to the After Six Cruise Mix on 93.2 FM. Go on and tell a hater to tell a player, Tweed Cadillac, baby.
All I can say, Cousin Mercy.
Is that some new music?
That's some new music from 1984.
No,
Deary
the
Yvette.
One that song you was on.
Yeah. That's when, you know, man, that was for the Godfather.
Check you out,
Kevin
dude.
Samuels,
made a
man, was gonna,
okay.
Yeah, man, he actually was gonna look out for me too, but it is what it is. But look,
wow,
man, what I'm thinking about is men are only reacting to what and how women have approached us. And that's basically what it is. If a woman tells you, I don't need you, you know, I got my own money, and I'm this, I'm that, and so, hey, why would you want to come in and break bread with a layhead, as we used to call it? Ain't nobody going to break bread with a layhead. Because all you're going to give me is some coochie. That's nothing. That's nothing. Everything that a woman can bring to the table, you can outsource. You don't have to cook. I can hire a chef. You don't have to clean. I can get three Mexican ladies come here and clean everything. So basically, what can you give me other than some coochie? Feel me? That's the point. You have to bring more to the table than looks and sex.
Well, that's what those women say, that, you know, they'll take care of everything, and what are you going to bring me but such and such? You know, again, it's on both sides. These people are together. These people are getting together.
Yeah, but they're hollering about how much money they have.
Yeah, if somebody,
I'm independent. I'm a baller. I'm an entrepreneur.
Right. If somebody tells you that, yeah, if somebody's telling you that, like, again, from the beginning, like, this is me. Like, you can't take me to Burger King. You got to take me to Maestro's. Well, you either don't do it or you not. Everybody has free will, you know. I don't have sympathy for it, neither side, the men or the women. Because, again, you're putting yourself in these situations, you know. So, you don't deserve, you deserve what you get, you know.
Well,
and if
also,
this girl is sitting up here talking all this mess, I got this and I got that. Men do, so men could do the same thing to a woman and tell them, yeah, what are you going to bring me except a piece of ass? That's, and it's both ways, and that's horrible. This
well, a man
is,
ain't gonna never say that. A man ain't gonna never say that to a woman's face because he still wants the ass. So after he get the ass, he'll just, you know, puff, puff, pass, as they say. He ain't gonna tell you that up front. But he's gonna figure out that you ain't worth two bits in a pack of bazooka bubblegum. My issue is they act like that they're so independent. They don't need us and they want us to just look out for them, but they're supposed to have all this so-called money and businesses, and they're doing all of this. But yet, they're looking at us as if they're fishing off the pier, right? And they throw their line in the water. And every fish they catch, oh, you're too little, throwing back. They're looking to catch the big fish. Everybody else gets thrown back into the ocean, right? And then when they get the big fish, just like the last excerpt said, when you get that big fish, he's not going to go for that bullshit. He's not going to go for it. So you don't want him because you have to put up a shut up. You got to shit to get off the pot. You know, and they're just looking for suckers. And it's really, really, it's sad. I am so glad that I don't have sons right now because I really couldn't tell them, I couldn't give them sound advice because it would be coming from my
Yeah, that's interesting. So we're not going personal, but what would you tell a young man of today's age about to graduate high school? What would you tell the young man to even, like, pursue, if to pursue anything? Because I don't think I would tell, I wouldn't even tell my daughters. I tell them now, you still don't need to be worried about having a boyfriend and stuff like that. So what would you tell a young man about to graduate high school or go into college?
I would tell him, you put into her what she puts into you. Nothing more, nothing less. If she shows interest in you and you're interested in her, you give out the energy that she gives out. You reciprocate. That girl does a nice gesture for you, you do a nice gesture for her. But you don't go out of your way to impress her, period. Never do that. Because once you do that, she might feel like she's entitled and she wants to be accustomed to that. Because you never know. I say son or cousin or nephew. You don't know what type of dudes she's had prior to you. Because I remember back when I was younger, this is a true story. Back in the day, all the pretty girls had dope dealers. Back in the 80s and the 90s, they had the baller dudes that was giving them Turkish ropes and, you know, all the flamboyant stuff that came from the 80s and the 90s. Now, here come another regular dude. He can't compete with that because she's accustomed that type of stuff. So I would tell her, look, you don't know what that girl pass is. If you like her, don't even act like you like her. Whatever she give you, whatever love she show you, you reciprocate. Nothing more, nothing less. Don't get caught up in your feelings. Period. It's old saying, never like the girl that you like the girl that like you. That's the one that's going to be true. Damn, that even rhymed. Well, yeah, that's basically how what the advice that I would tell a young cat in this game. That's what I would tell him. Because you don't know what you're
I would tell him, even nobody asked me, and I don't have no sons, I would tell him, take your behind to class, to the, get something to eat. In a perfect world, and go home. Don't go to no parties. And definitely don't drink.
Well, I mean, the man is going to...
No, but we know in the
man,
real
he going to see them girls.
It's not like
yeah, man,
that,
he going to see them girls. He going to see
yeah.
them girls. On the, even if he's in school on the college campus. But suppose he's like the other excerpt says. Suppose he's short like me, 5'8", 5'9". All the girls want 6 feet tall dudes. So they're going to overlook you anyway. But then when you got some money, now they're looking at you. It's like it's really hard for a dude to trust girls, especially if you haven't had a lot of women in your life. You don't even know what the signs to look for, you know. So I would tell him, observe their nature, study their nature. So when they do this, you know they mean that. When they say this, you know they mean that. A woman don't even know what she want to eat. They're so emotional all over the place. You ask a girl, what you want to eat? I don't know. It's like, damn, you don't even know what the hell you want to eat. Then when you suggest something, nah, I don't want that. Well, what do you want? Well, I ain't sure. They're indecisive. So it's like you can't figure them out. Follow their nature. Expect the unexpected. But if you cater to a woman, you're going to get your feelings hurt, son. That's what I would tell them. You're going to get your feelings hurt. Either she's on your program or she's going to try to run over you. And if she runs over you, she don't respect you. That's why I say go after the women that want you, not the women that you want. That would be my only sound advice. Let me play this excerpt real quick. This might break it down too. This might have a little bit. This just might have a little bit of a little leeway so a person might understand. Check this out, man. 93.3 FM. Oh, I forgot to give out our sponsors for tonight. Stacey Adams Incorporated. 30% discount for the whole remaining of the weekend. Go to tweetcadillac.com. Go to the sponsor link on the page. Click it. It'll give you a 30% discount. That will include free shipping and handling as well. Fundiggity.com. Go to the website. Order up your funnel cake mix. Great gift to put under the stockings. Put under the tree. You can make it at home. It's starting to rain out here. So great, great snack for the kids. MagnificentWax.com. Available at Walmart's. Available online. BTP Media. And the G. Lou Show.com too. Westside Wednesdays. Flashback Fridays. Featuring my co-host, Miss Cousin Marcy. Cousin Marcy, I googled your name today. Just to see, you know, is you out there. And it popped right. It
no.
popped up. Yes, it popped up.
It did.
Google cousin Marcy.
Because y'all started calling me that.
Marcy. Yep. And now you're Googleable. You are Googleable. So when you're ready to get that solo show, you in the archives. Also,
It did come up.
This episode is dedicated in the memory of Boots Rothschild. He's my guardian angel that's been looking over me for years and years. He's been doing my intro ever since from day one, so big shout out to him as well. Let me play this excerpt right here. Check this out, y'all. 93.3 Tweet FM. Cousin Marcy, right. Tweet Cadillac. We are live on the premises.
So, you know, these reoccurring theme videos that we're seeing being posted online from sisters, it seems like an epiphany has been happening to a lot of the sisters. Case in point, you have one that's going to ask you brothers to forgive her for the things that, you know, her, you know, fellow sisters and even herself possibly done to offend the brothers. But let's go ahead and roll that.
Dear black man, can y'all forgive us for getting it wrong? Can y'all forgive us for getting it wrong? Can y'all forgive us for being ignorant and not knowing what to do? Not knowing how to love y'all, not knowing how to support y'all, not knowing how to be there to encourage y'all, giving up on y'all. Can y'all forgive us for that? For taking and taking and playing mind games and just doing the unthinkable. Can y'all forgive us for that? Because we not perfect. We all been played. We all got to take a L. And once we all take our lick, then we'll be able to really heal. Christ has to be the center of our foundation.
The issue with a lot of the men is not that the men have this immense hatred for the sisters. They really don't. The men is just more so disappointed. A lot of them are upset, but it's not a hatred deal. Because, prime example, you have a sister that's complete opposite of all those things. She's nice. She's, you know, a sweet person. She cooks. She this. I mean, we talking about decent men. We talking about no sorry men that will take advantage of those women, because you do have men out there that do take advantage of decent women. They do, and they do them wrong, do them dirty, and that's real foul, you know. And then you got some of them men acting like when them women leave them, oh, now they want sympathy. No, you didn't treat that woman right, bro. But a lot of these guys, you know, feel like they're at their wit's end when it comes to dating. And because of today, when you have a global internet, you know, you have guys, you know, saying that when they get on Tinder, if they put a different country, they get some of the top tier women, you know, in a different country. And the women are being cooperative. You know, the women have no problem cooking and cleaning, and have no problem letting, you know, that man, you know, lead the situation in different parts of the world. See, the reason why all this is happening, because, like I said, we have become a globalized system. That's really what it is. Also, you do have a shortage of black men in America. You do. And it's more women. Of course, that's like that all over the world, but we talk about black America, right? There is a shortage. So a lot of decent guys are taking off in the market. They really are. They still got some decent guys out there, but sometimes some of y'all don't even know how to get their attention. You know what I'm saying? Some of you don't. So I would say to the women, if you really want to get a guy, a decent guy, he haven't said nothing to you, y'all in a position, well, y'all need to probably shoot your shot. And normally I'm not for women doing that, but realistically, the position that a lot of y'all in, you're going to have to shoot your shot. And you can shoot your shot in a feminine way. You don't have to be aggressive like no dude. You got to come across like young and may or nothing. But, you know, shoot your shot in a feminine way. You know, you can do that, because some guys coming some of y'all way is far and few in between. We're talking about decent guys. Now, of course, sorry guys, ain't got nothing going on, Pookin, Ray Ray, whatever. There's plenty of them for you, but we're talking about the decent men that a lot of y'all want. Another thing that a lot of you have to do is go to therapy. Therapy is very, very important, because therapy will help you lower those defenses and lower some of the things that you're doing to protect yourself that will not allow you to be put in a position for a man to love you and care about you, et cetera. Because some of y'all have some good men come your way, but because your wall is up, and listen, no man is no therapist. Oh, well, if he loved me, he'll help me through. No. He is not trained for that. He does not have that expertise. You need someone that went to school, that got an expertise, and they do that for a living to deal with you and your problems. Matter of fact, you should not even be dating if you got issues. If you got trust issues, if you got issues from your childhood, whatever that may be, if you got emotional issues like anger or depression or whatever, you should not be dating until you are emotionally and mentally well, because you can't deal with a relationship. And then once you get mentally healed, then you go deal with a relationship. I say the same thing for men too. You should not be dating women until you mentally healed, because some of you got issues too that stem from your childhood. Some of you got mama issues. Some of you do. And some of you so turned up on black women, it's not normal. Because the reason why you're so turned up on black women is because a black woman reminds you of your mother. Other races of women don't remind you of your mother. So that's why you will be more, you know, lenient toward them, more forgiving, and you'll be more harsh toward the women of your own community because they remind you of your mother. You know what I'm saying? I'm saying they say things a certain way that could remind you, trigger you in ways. Because, you know, black women have a certain way of saying things to us as black men that get our attention. It could be in a good way. It could be in an encouraging way. And it also can be in a very demeaning way. And other races of women don't know how to talk to us in that manner, to get at us in that manner. And brothers, you know what I'm talking about when I say this. So you need to deal with your issues, because some of these guys that's online, they, you can clearly hear they got mental health issues, and they need to deal with that too. So I say both parties should not be dating until then. But unfortunately, sister, it wasn't your fault, because you, I see you young. It was the generations before you that kind of put y'all in that situation with your men. So it, even though it's not y'all's fault, it's going to take y'all to fix it. So I'm not saying you could fix it for everybody, but I'll say put yourself in position to get the man that you want. That's all. And, you know, when you brought up, you know, the Lord, that's great. But a lot of these men these days, you know, believe in God, they do, but they're not going to church with you. So just get your act together. You know, have some therapy if you need it. Be a very feminine woman. Hey, you know how to cook and you love to do that, clean, etc. You want to be a family person. Hey, you stand out right then and there. Don't put all them tattoos. I mean, I think you got one or two, but don't put more tattoos on your body. Don't let every man see the crack of everything on your body. They shouldn't know the how your breasts look. You know, they shouldn't know how nothing look. Leave that to the imagination. Men will respect that a lot more as well. But brothers, let me know what y'all think about it.
Hi, this is Tyrone Williams of the Mighty Mass Production Band, and you are tuned into 93.Tweed FM, spectacular lowrider oldies at their finest. So turn up the music on the After Six Movement.
Good evening, this is Melissa Morgan, and you're listening to 93.Tweed FM. This is the After Six Cruise Mix, where you can hear my new single, Footprints of an Angel.
Now the question at hand is, what you gonna do for me, baby?
When you look right at me, I've seen you looking when you walk right past me. Bust a move, what you finna do? You better act now when a pimp's near you. You hesitant, I see you wanna choose a true PI, but you're scared you finna lose. Hoping that you got what it takes, understand everything you make them finna rake. And never will I go to the bank. If you jump ship, you gon' have to walk the plank. And you better not scratch at the paint. You gotta get the money and you can't say you can't. Honey dip for the dough. We on another level, not sliding down poles. All dressed up, straight up corporate. Beer suits, white collar in the offices. And all kind of cash getting tendered. And all good transactions getting rendered. It's real over here, no pretenders. And all CODs get returned back to senders. Gotta lace you with the tools of the trade. No rubber bands in your hair, no braids. No chili cheese in the Escalade. And no whole conventions will be held on the blade. It's another plateau with the pimping. Horses gallop, deep fried scallops. Stock it to my pocket and my wallet. From this point on, make sure that we got it. Car can't roll without dough. I'm Mr. Fettuccine, escargot. When I roll, I move on the spinach. Gotta have the carrots and the diamonds, my percentage. I don't spit like the mother cats do. Lead you astray and you don't have a clue. It's all black and white, not red, white and blue. If you wanna choose, choice up to you. Understand this when you're stepping this way. Never will I repeat anything I say. Anything I spit, better understand. What you don't get secondhand from the man. Follow all plans, down to the letter. Focus on the reason that we even came together. Did you read the brochure that I passed out in the first seminar? Time like money, wear a watch with the ring. Some slick blue diamonds with the bling. That's the way it is when you're effing with a P. It's overdraft fees and major penalties.
What you got?
Baby, you sit at home all day on the phone anyway. All you gotta do is make the call. Only thing stopping you is you. Pick up the phone and dial. Just make the call. Just make the call.
The flyest shit ever. It's that Rich Forever Part 2. Laying in my bed, I'm under Lego chandeliers. Can't say too many names, they had these kind of years. Night sweaters and these icy diamonds on my wrist. Ice Cube looking nigga, you know life a bitch. I once got no allowance, now I got the crown. I said I was the boss, nobody made a sound. Really had to see them things, this level storytelling. Who else could flip a chorus in the 40 million? Out in cons with Leonardo DiCaprio. While out on bond, pray I go to trial rapido. 8 felonies telling me wanna give me life. Every nut I bust, really I gotta do it twice. Ricky Ronaldo, really when I'm in Portugal. I pull a yacht out this weekend, I'm fucking so-and-so. Camera splash, paparazzi laying in the grass. Tom Brady, my new neighbor, you can tell him that.
I think she likes. Oh, I think she likes me. I know a nigga don't like me. Put your bitch right now, yeah, I might be. Put your bitch right now, yeah, we might be. Might hit it from the back, let her ride me. Girl, you never meet another nigga like me. Girl, you never meet another man like me.
I'm sex to women, I don't fish your ass. I gas up and let her lick me down. I may name my daughter Hermes. Get my jeweler to decorate the new bird's nest. 20 million up at Merrill Lynch. I met this chickie, haven't seen her since. Through the city, I'm still floating like a magic carpet. She stopped me for a selfie, I just want the knowledge. Expressing what you think and send your kids to college. I'll be a Geechee nigga just to keep the Bentley polished. Do it for the kids apart and fuck up Ben Carson. Empowering the youth, made a nigga a target. Only one that's smoking up in Goldman Sachs. But I'm the only one that's rolling like a quarterback. And I never put it in my government. Cause I never put on for the government.
I think she likes me. Oh, I think she likes me. I know a nigga don't like me. Put your bitch right now, yeah, I might be. Put your bitch right now, yeah, we might be. Might hit it from the back, let her ride me. Girl, you never meet another nigga like me. Girl, you never meet another man like me.
You caught the case, you gotta post a bond. I'm Ray for Lemons, mixed with Young Wale for Lauren.
Staring in my safe, I'm rather safe than sorry. Diddy, Jigga, only two niggas coming for me. I bought the caddy in my living room. Pussy niggas looking for me, I'ma give it to them. Santorini, Greek sex in a swimming pool. If a pussy dry, I call her Beetlejuice. I'm baby making in the Mandees. Put up all the yachts, pull out the jet skis. Kelly hit me on the FaceTime. I'm the flash nigga on this baseline. She see the sneakers and she see the stones. Fatboy run the city, seated in the throne. I'm cashing in like the Kardashians. My paralyzed homie stuck the ratchet in.
I think she likes you. Oh, I think she likes you. I know a nigga don't like you. Put your bitch right now, yeah, I might be. Tipping links right now, yeah, we might be. Might hit it from the back, let it ride me. Girl, you never meet another nigga like me. Girl, you never meet another man like me.
93.3 Tweed FM Ism. Cousin Marcy.
Yeah, yeah.
I think they could work. I believe that if two consenting adults are on the same page, at least it will keep the game fair. Because no one want to get hustled. Nobody want to get played. Nobody want their car scratched up, their windows busted, their tires slashed. I don't know if dudes do that. Have you ever heard of a dude busting up a girl car windows and slashing her tires?
Yes.
I don't
they
think
do
dudes,
worse.
I ain't never heard of a dude do that in my life. No, none of the dudes that I know do stupid stuff like that. I ain't never heard of that. Never.
For
I thought
every
that was
woman
a female
thing, a dude
trait.
Does something 10 times worse.
Wow.
QOJ.
I ain't never heard.
No, it's a
no
lot
dude
of...
I know going and slashing a woman's tires and bashing her windshield, spray painting her car. Man, that's a... No, man. I got to disagree with you, Parson.
They show up at her house, they go to their job, they call the other man, they do the same stuff women do.
Wow.
Don't let the smooth chase fool you. You got some fools out there. They really, they do those kinds of things. I mean, they try to get to the children. They do, you know, a woman can do certain things. Trust me. They out there doing
wow.
it too. It's crazy as it sounds, but it's awful. Nobody needs to be doing any of those things. I knew a lady once, she ran her man over with their car. And she said she was fed up and ran him over with the car, but he lived. And then on the flip side, I remember this older gentleman, like you said, they went to high school, someone I went to high school with, and the older gentleman found out that the young lady might have had a boyfriend at the school, and he did come up to the school and went bananas in the main office of the high school. So,
wow.
Yeah, it goes on.
Yeah, well, all I got to do is tell the fellas, watch your back, your front, your side. Pay attention, because you'll be able to sort through the weeds to figure out the forest through the trees. Because, I need to start telling them, y'all need to have some Neutrogena makeup remover in your pocket at all times. So at least you can see who you're dealing with.
Mm-mm.
You know what I'm saying? If you take it to your house... Man,
just
make
take
sure
your
to
time. You said have a makeup removal party. Make it part of the date. Like, you take off
exactly.
your toupee and maybe
exactly.
he'll help you take your makeup off. Like, but it, I think it just all boils down to when you say you got to talk to people. You have to get to know people. Social media has probably, like, a lot of that's blown out of the water. And people think they know people and they don't. It's worse
exactly.
out there on the street. I remember people used to say, I would never talk to someone that approached me on the street. But you talk to this person that you've never even seen in your life except for what they're showing you.
That's right. and you believe him,
that
and you'll even get on
sense.
The airplane,
or
and you'll even get on the airplane
yeah.
to go meet him
with no fear.
Wow.
With no
wow.
fear, and then
and
you'll say something
about
trafficking and brag about it and brag about it, and the men will do it too. You know, I flewed somebody out, like that's backwards. Or you'll have the ones that'll say, well, I couldn't manage with some, this is on the ladies' side. I heard them in the break room, like when I used to work retail, these young girls, I would never talk to a man that lived with his family, with his grandma or his father or his mother. But you would deal with someone that is married and lives with his wife? That can make sense. Like
it can't.
So
it will never.
Yes, just goodness. I want to be 100 years old. We'll see how it goes within the next 40 or 50 years. But you know, with the way they're making everybody so anatomically the same. It's going to be like iRobot.
Yeah, basically.
These dolls they're bringing out.
Yeah.
The AI. Yeah. The way they promote the things for the women. This really grinds my gears. It's like, to go on top of that, well, you're so independent and you're so... Like, I could do everything for myself. Like, you... This is false.
But you can't even
like,
change your oil. But you can't even change the oil in
your
car.
No.
But you can do everything.
But you have a rose.
You don't need no man.
You got a rose, and you got something sticking out of your shower, and you got all this big bag of tricks, and but no real. So it's all getting away from, to me, real love. That's scary.
That's done.
Because everything is
That's obsolete. Real love is obsolete.
That's artificial intelligence. Artificial intelligence, where they're. They're going, everything is AI now. Everything. So who's going to really, like, put in the effort? But I see it happening, and it is with, like, my daughter's people's age. Where the young kids, they are getting married. A couple of my nieces and nephews, like, they're already married. Good people. They got children. You know, they're doing it the way we were taught. This is how it should be. So there's hope, but I think it just all comes with the communication and like what we're doing now. Like some people will say, well, why do you want to talk about that? Because we want to. Like it's something that's happening now. We should pay attention because if your granddaughter comes home and she says, meet my boyfriend and it's a blow-up doll, you got to be ready to have that conversation. Or if you have a 9-year-old saying, I'm not a boy, Dad. I'm really a girl. You have to be ready to have those kinds of conversations. It's all intertwined, in my opinion. That's Cousin Marcy's opinion, okay?
Yeah, okay. You know, disclaimer noted. But what's messed up part about it is they put you down your throat, so either accept it or not. Feel me? And that's the sad part about it because... Everybody wants what they want, and they're concerned with their own feelings and happiness, and they kind of tend to be selfish. So the men are pulling back because the women are asking a little bit too much that the man can't bring to the table. It's basically the black community. And we want to give y'all things, but y'all self-proclaimed queens. So, I mean, we'll never meet up to your standard, and it's messed up because we can't check all the boxes that you're looking for in a man. And it's sad because there's a lot of good dudes out here that want y'all, will respect y'all, but y'all don't want us. You know, y'all won't, and I'm not even saying celebrities. Of course y'all want celebrities, but y'all want the richest of the rich, the cream of the crop. But y'all still shop at the dollar store.
So
if you can't bring
that,
you can't bring that to the table. Yeah, if you can't bring that to the table, or if you're so independent and you can't spread that with a dude, how can you expect that? But look, it ain't no, man, it ain't from the outside, because dudes ain't falling for the weaves or lashes, because when you wash that shit off, half of y'all is fours out of a 10. So let's keep it 1,000% real. Man, it's not about what's on the outside. It's about what's on the inside. Not to be way too easy.
So you think my heart's made of stone, and when you're near me, there's no reaction.
To the After Six Cruise Mix on 93.3 FM.
We are your brewing people.
And we would like to introduce Sweet
Cadillac.
Oh, baby.
Don't stop the music.
Now, take him to church.
We got to take him to church, Cousin Marcy, for your brewing people.
They took them to church. They sound so happy. They said, "We're too
weak." They are, man. They are. See, that's a sound relationship. They've been together for 30 years. And they, Calvin was on little drugs. He, you know, he cuts the pipe every now and then. But they worked it out, and they still together. They did it.
Oh, that's tight.
That is beautiful.
They worked
man.
It on out. That's tight.
They worked it on out, wow. man. Let's go through the phone line.
Shout out
calling
to them.
Calling you live on 93.3 FM with Mr. Melody Tweet Cadillac, Cousin Marcy. Speak on it.
What's up, Tweet and Marcy?
Man, we just chilling, man.
Hey, hey. How you doing, Cadillac?
We trying to fix the world, man. We trying to get the black brothers and sisters to come to a medium and find out that we both need each other like Phyllis Hyman and Michael Anderson. You feel me?
I feel you. This is Big Joe. This is Nephew Joe.
Okay. What city,
man? From Maryland, bro. From
Maryland. Maryland, man. I be forgetting, man. Man, you so far away, man. You're probably up in the snow right now.
I know, bro. I know.
Is it snowing?
Yep. I got that. You gave me that care package and sent me all that, those shirts and those CDs, bro. Yeah. So it's good to hear from y'all tonight. Y'all cutting it up nice and have some good conversations. Yep, just hope everybody's getting ready to have a good Christmas and hope your Thanksgiving was beautiful.
Likewise,
yeah.
Man. We're just trying to fix the world one couple at a time. Man, we just have to bring back, you know. We're trying to get the community back.
It was a lot of helpful information tonight. I'm trying to get my sex life back with a female, make it work, and there's some beautiful advice tonight. And, everything, a lot of it was difficult during the pandemic, but trying to make it all right. And I've been engaged a couple different times, and some things that just didn't work, but just going to try to make it work in this world, man. And it's a different world nowadays. Going to try to make it all lovely, man. That's all. And
yeah.
Listen to that.
I just want us
beautiful
to be able to get along.
Y'all play in between.
If we can just get along,
huh?
That's half the battle right there. If we can get along,
right. Well, I'm a white guy. You know that, bro. You know, I'm a white guy, but I listen to, you know, but I got love for everybody, man. I love everybody.
Well, I'm sure white women, you know, want a lot and expect a lot out of white men as well. So it applies to you, my brother. Don't even trip. But
I don't look at color, man. I don't look at what you were saying. Yeah, I look at it all, man. I've dated almost every type of background, man. I love everybody, man. Peace is what it's all about. I dig what you do out here, man. I really do, man. You're doing a great job. Your interviews are tight, bro. You're really doing a great job, Tweed. Thank you so much, my brother.
That's greatly appreciated, yes, man. Without Cousin Marcy and G Lou and people
Marcy's
like you,
awesome.
I don't know what I'd be doing, man.
Thank you.
Man, I'd probably be, I'd probably have a sign off
happy.
The side of the freeway. I'd be holding a sign off the side of the freeway. Man, we're just trying to bridge the gap. You know, man, that's
love
what we're trying
it.
To do.
I love
do.
It, man.
We're just trying to bridge the gap. So, because if we can come together, we can be much stronger as a unit, as a community, as a driving force in America. And that's all that matters,
yeah.
You feel me? So if we could do that 2 hours every week, once a week for 2 hours, hey, it might take us a little while, but if we can reach one, we can teach one. So, man, God bless you for calling us tonight, man.
I like that, Uncle Tweed. My man.
Man.
Thank you, Marcy, for your time, and God bless you both. Love
thank you,
both.
Sir.
Oh, for sure. And thanks for calling, checking us out.
Oh, no. Everybody be well. God bless you all. Bye-bye.
God bless you, man. Tell a hater to tell a player. Tune in every Thursday, 7 to 9.
Oh, you know that. Well, I tell your boy Ollie Henderson. You know, that's my best friend that's out there in L.A. I'm from Maryland, and, you know, he's been trying to call in. He knows player Ham and you and, you know, from back in the P, you know, veteran. back in the days, you know what I mean? So, yeah, he's supposed to be calling in soon. Back in the Penthouse Players days, back in the Cadillac. My favorite, you know that. Now you remember me now, I'm sure.
Of course, man. I don't get a name or face.
Cadillac dolls.
Yeah, but now I'm just behind microphones trying to bridge the gap.
You're doing great, man. You're really doing awesome, man. I like the new evolved speed. I like that. Got to evolve in this world, man. If not, we're gonna drown if we don't evolve, man.
That's right. That's right. So, man, God bless you again, man. Tune in next Thursday, man. We got like a special surprise, man. We got a very special.
We'll see you then, pal.
It's a done deal. Right. Thank you, my brother.
That's what's up, homie. Well.
Yep. So, Cousin Marcy, man.
Take care.
Oh, I really hope that we reach somebody tonight, you know, on our viewpoints. We showed you that we want to be in y'all corner. We just want y'all to be in our corner. And we'll meet y'all halfway at the sandbox. Feel me? We can both get on the swing together. We can both ride on the slide together. You know, we'll meet y'all at the sandbox. That's all we got to do.
Yeah.
If we could do that, we should be all right. Why is it so
damn
hard?
That's the truth. That's the truth on both sides. Yep. On
why is
both
it so
sides.
Hard?
Y'all could do
it. Why is it so hard?
People are doing it. No, we got to keep trying to figure it out. We got to keep having that dialogue, that open dialogue. Because we don't have the answers. We're not the ones with the answers.
No, because we can't give you the world because we're trying to get it. And then when we get a quarter of the world, it ain't enough because you want half of the world. So it's like, damn, we got half of the world. You want more. It's like I've seen a lady, this is within the last couple of days, dude that bought her a car, right? And she didn't like it because first thing she said, it ain't enough room for me and my friends. And it's like, what? It was a little Honda Accord. It was nice, you know. Had the rims already, factory, shiny chrome rims. And she was a big girl on top of that, she said. It's not enough room for me and my friends. And if that was the most selfish thing I've heard in my life, I could not believe it, man. And the dealer...
First off, who said your friends was coming?
Yeah.
Who said your friends was invited?
They included. They can follow
you. Who said you was invited?
They can follow you. They can follow you and you can follow them. And y'all go to Chick-fil-A and park next to each other. But yeah, she said it's not enough room in this car for me and my friends. And it's like, wow. Did you see the clip I sent you yesterday about the girl trying to run off on a cell phone repair guy?
Yeah, I saw that like 3 days ago. That's why I was like, this trash ass
here.
She
was dumb.
That is not
the most stupid thing. That is the most
stupid
thing.
But that's the way of this young world today. That's the way they are today. They just say... I saw another one, a boy, you know, if you say a girl, I'm going to say a boy. The boy that went in the Apple store in Santa Monica just politely ripping up all the merchandise from the, you know, they had the little displays. And if, Lord forbid, if something happened to them, you know, while they doing those kinds of things, they going to call the people and they going to call Ben Crump and everybody else, even though they ran up in there on them.
Sad. And those are display phones, too. He could have stole some shit that didn't work. Idiot.
With trackers.
That girl tried
to
run out
but
that
store. Locked that door. He locked that door on her so quick, and I said if she was really about it, she would have got to kicking the crap out of that door. But
man,
she wasn't about nothing. She just going to turn back around and walk to the counter like that.
Felt stupid. Felt stupid.
No brain.
And the man said he gave her all these options
no
and chances. Just give me the phone. Let me take my screen off of that. And you can go. I'm not even going to call the police on you. And then she's going to call her mom and all this other extra stuff. and lying all in front of the man.
While
tell her
she's
mama,
trying to commit a crime.
She done locked the door. Exactly. All over a phone. It's like, is it really, is life that serious?
It is.
That's the point. That's
she
got to
make
point.
Her TikToks. She got to make her TikToks. She got to text that man and tell him how his car is not big enough for her and her friends. She got to call him and tell him she needs her phone now. You know she did.
So basically, she can't go a week without IG. If she go a week without
she
IG, she'll lose her mind. She'll lose her mind, basically.
It's a problem.
She'll need medication.
That's how they are.
A damn shame.
She'll
man.
Definitely need medication.
First of all,
she
you're irresponsible.
She probably, what she did was she probably couldn't even pay for the service, which is stupid. Because you give them all your information when you get your phone repaired. You know, it's just like the brain cells. Like, and I'm not even going to blame marijuana before they cut us off because it's like the stuff that they're doing. It's like, no, their brains are literally fried to a crisp doing stuff like
yeah.
that.
Yeah, yeah, it really doesn't help. A lot of them are on pills and stuff, too. But even if you take out the drugs and the pills, just the irresponsibility. If you can't even have a phone
right.
where your screen is cracked, that says a lot about you. I mean, I've had multiple phones. I've never cracked my screen. It's like, if you're that irresponsible, what do you even need a phone for? Feel me? And why don't you have insurance on your phone? But, hey. I don't know. We're about to get cut off. All I can say, thanks, man. I need y'all to hit the follow button. If y'all listening online, make sure to tune in to Cousin Marcy on Fridays on the G Lou Show. That's
yes, Queen G.
Flashback Friday.
Yeah, we're gonna be in the house tomorrow.
Tomorrow mm-hmm. night, what's going down, man? Let us know. Let us know.
It's gonna be really, really good. So tune in at 7 p.m. PST, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for Fabulous Fridays with me, Cousin Gene, and Mr. G. Lou. Yes, it's going to be a treat, so make sure you're there.
Well, last Friday, I have a confession. I got to do an usher on you. I got a confession. I kind of didn't like the guest that you had. I listened for a minute and like, I can't. I'm not feeling that. Man, it was too lovey-dovey, scovey, buffy for me yet. I had to tune back out. I'm sure the females
well,
loved that episode, but
we
I couldn't.
Talk about
I couldn't.
The love on your show.
I couldn't do.
What are you talking about?
I couldn't
about?
Do the Tyrese. I couldn't do the Tyrese. You know, I couldn't sit 2 hours with the, you know, the Genuine and.
Oh God.
That was a little man. That man. That was a little over my head.
That was
like,
a little,
you know,
a little bit too lovey-dovey. A little too lovey-dovey.
Like, it was. Man, it was a tad much for me.
Yeah.
But
I know,
like,
I know. I'm not ready yet. Oh, it's always my love, Mr. Sweet.
Tomorrow,
but I had so
y'all.
Much fun as usual. And I know, right? I know.
I'll
well, have a good night.
Night.
Yes, yes.
Likewise.
All right.
Y'all
have a good
fix
one.
Y'all relationships. Make them work. Make them work because you don't want to get out of one
that's
bad
right.
one. Go to another bad one. 90.2 FM.
Yes.
And we are out of here like last year. Peace.
We are out.